Hi there, this is me, Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. So today I want to just talk to you about grace a little bit, and it seems like it's just one of those things that a favorite topic of mine. I don't know about you, but it is the way by which we are saved through faith by receiving grace. It is the reason, the motivation we have to a life with godliness, as scripture says. And it's amazing if we see it this way, since it is the enablement, it is the favor of God that he has given us. It is not just mercy. Not, you know, as some might, you know, misinterpret or, you know, misplace it to mean mercy. It is not, you know, it is not getting something that you didn't deserve. It is you getting what God decided to give you, and it is his own that he decided to give you. It is himself. That is grace. It is the new creation. It is life that is born again. It is not the life of a guilty man made free. It is the life of a new man born. It is that innocence, that justification that you are walking with in Jesus. So what I want to encourage you with today in this prayer broadcast is to know that you are enabled, you are empowered. And what a lot of people tend to miss is the very thing grace came to do. See, now, grace gets referred to many times as the thing we have that we don't have to do the laws anymore. And then people misinterpret and jump over the whole fact that we're new and have been made a new creation with a new nature, with a new spirit in us, with a new heart. We jump over that, the fact that we, our flesh has been crucified and the law crucified to us and sin was condemned in the flesh. And we jump over all of that to say, maybe if we're not under a law telling us what we're doing wrong, maybe we'll just do everything wrong. And you see, the problem with this is that we miss the purpose of grace. Because grace is the empowerment to live a new life. But we are not to think like the old man whose mind was unrenewed, who thought not by the Spirit because he had not the Spirit, but thought by the carnal mind, the flesh, and could only follow his desires. But we have something in us wanting to be good. But our dependence has been on what we can do. And in the old, when there was the law after Moses, God gave us our request to have a measurement of how great we can do and be pleasing by what we can perform. And God in his wisdom knew that we were made for oneness with him. And he is the very empowerment we have to life, since he is the author of it. So during that time we failed. We saw that we ultimately sin. As Paul even says later, he said, when we break one rule, we break them all. Because that's how it works, if our level of holiness is determined by our works. But see, God has always had a plan. Since it says that He loved us so that he sent his son, so we might not perish, but have eternal life. John 17, he speaks of eternal life and he says, and this is eternal life, that they might know you, O God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is it. This is what eternal life is, to truly know him. Because in truly knowing him, we step into our destiny. His spirit fills us. We receive grace and become enabled to live the life of someone who can follow God and say what he says, do what he does, because God is with him and in him. So what I want to encourage you today in this is to take responsibility. And it seems like a hard thing, since everything in the world requires us to work more when we speak about responsibility. But in the kingdom, it is the privilege we have, because we've received a gift And this is why grace works. Because when we receive the gift, we can use it. It is not to put a heavier burden on you. In fact, Jesus says, come to me. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. So the gift is our empowerment. But when we take it, we take this privilege. We take this responsibility and say, I will now walk in this gift because he gave it to me. He empowers me. He supplies me. He loves me. Then walk forward. Because in that, newness of life awaits you. Now, you don't need to struggle in your heart. The world is full of enough trouble. You need to throw off that weight. Receive the grace today. It is a gift that you can walk in. But in order for you to walk in it, you take responsibility. You take ownership. And that, brothers and sisters, is what you have. There's so many things that you thought you could never do in the physical realm. There's so many things and places you thought you'd never go in your heart. But if you receive grace today, you will see they are not as scary, nor can they make you as anxious as they used to. Because the one without limitations is abiding with you. In religion, we have been trained to say, no, it's not me, it's all just God. It sounds humble, but we see Peter, when it comes to healing and the cripple who is sitting at the gate called Beautiful, Peter says, look at us, silver or gold have I none, but what I have, I give to you. He did not say, don't look at us, it's not us. Don't think we have anything. But he knew what he has comes from and who he is in Christ, because he is our source. He is our gift giver. He is our enabler. So what I want to just pray for you today is to be enabled, to break free from what has been holding you back, from thinking you need to attain some level of perfection, of standing in your society, of very specific behavior that you need to have corrected before you can be with God and walk with him. So let's pray. God, I set them free today by your word. Your word is able to set captives free. And I say to everyone listening, be free and receive the grace of the Lord that you can start to walk in today. Be enabled, be empowered by the Spirit of God that is in you, and do not hold back on the calling and the grace that you have received, the absolute love that he has for you. Stand and raise your head. Let the grace of God shine and flow over you. Let the feelings of others, the hate, the unforgiveness, the rudeness, the words that have come against you fall off. They are not meant for who you are right now. You are a new creation, full of grace and the mercy of God. That was meant for your flesh. That died. As Paul says, reckon it as dead. Set your mind on what God is giving to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for peace over every heart, healing over every body. Thank you, Lord, for new freedom to walk in. Thank you, Jesus. Let them have grace and let them walk in it. Thank you, Lord, for that amazing privilege today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings to you guys. Thank you for listening. And we appreciate everyone praying with us and sowing into Heart of the Father ministry. We bless you. In Jesus' name. May your finances increase. May your spiritual life be full. And may your soul be at peace and have hope because God is with you. So thank you guys. If you're in the Alberton area, do join us Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Message me for details. And until next time.